Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, I'm Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, and I'm coming to talk to you today about summer dressing tips. This is something I get asked about fairly frequently, is how do I dress in a way that makes me feel comfortable and cool, but I don't feel exposed, and particularly as we get older, and we don't want to have too much skin exposed, or we can feel uncomfortable about having a softening body shape. You know, I haven't got the abs that I had when I was 10. I don't think I've had them since I was 10, I can tell you that. I don't think crop tops were ever really my thing. Very small period of my life, maybe when I was about 19, but that was about it. So what do you wear? How do you dress in a way in summer that makes you feel comfortable? Now I'm sitting here, it's midwinter in Melbourne, got my cashmere on to keep me nice and warm. But I know for many of you in the Northern Hemisphere, it is midsummer for you and you are struggling often with what to wear. Feel free, of course, to ask me any questions if you have any, and I will answer them as I'm going. So some tips that I think about. Choose your fabrics wisely. So if you tend to find that synthetics make you sweat a lot and make you uncomfortable, stay away from them. Look for the natural fibers. Things like bamboo can be cool. Like cottons, those sorts of fabrics, or just a small percentage of a synthetic with a natural fiber too. Because sometimes a synthetic can actually make a natural fiber, you know, crush less and do those sorts of things. So they can be great, but used in moderation rather than head-to-toe polyester, which will make you feel like you're wearing a plastic bag. So that is something to think about. Do think about, I'm just checking, are there any people? Also thinking about light floaty fabrics. So anything too heavy, anything too thick, of course, will also make you feel uncomfortably hot. So I look at lightweight silk can be really great. Lightweight chiffons, those sorts of fabrics. These make some great layers, particularly if you want to cover up. And this is why I like something like, you know, the kind of duster kimono, that sort of thing can be such a great overlayer in summer, even when it is hot, because it's made from a very lightweight, kind of breezy, open fabric. So we're not having tight closed armholes. We've got drapey armholes, things like that. Look for garments, you know, that have a bit of a sleeve. If you're uncomfortable in something that doesn't have a sleeve, look for garments that have a bit of a sleeve. Or it is, can you wear one of these sort of very lightweight kimono or some sort of duster layer over the top that's going to give you the sleeve if you like to cover your upper arms? That can be something to think about. One of the other things that I think is often we go, well, I don't have a third piece. I don't want to add an extra layer. It's too hot to do that. So how do I add in my right contrast? So that is things like adding accessories. Now here I've added brooches. So often in summer, we could feel that a necklace feels heavy or it feels hot in some sort of way. So of course, look at the weight of the necklaces you're wearing. So you might find some are more winter weight and others are more summer weight. They're lighter to wear. Or things like brooches can be great. They can add some decoration and detail without adding that extra feeling of weight and heat to your outfit. Or look for garments that have built-in detail around the neckline or the shoulders, because that will just create a natural focal point up here in your portrait area. Or why not go for big earrings? I'm not even wearing any earrings today, but a nice statement earring that is going to draw attention to your portrait area as well. Could even be from fabulous glasses that are your focal point creator. I have a friend so who just wears a real statement glasses, so she doesn't wear any other jewelry really around her face, because that is enough to create that drama, that interest, that focal point in her portrait area. So do you think about like what's in the portrait area? Think about too, your contrast is, and this is where too is, can I create the contrast with the jewelry, the necklace, the brooches, or whatever built-in detail is there? And this is where sometimes even just some sort of embellished neckline or a different color or, you know, a braiding, something like that can be great. Then I also think about tops that have, or clothes that have built-in detail, because I'm not adding extra layers. So my winter clothes all quite plain in their construction on the whole. There's not too much detail and interest to them. Versus my summer clothes are, they've got, you know, like it might be a textural layer. It might be, you know, it's got some drape or some twists or something about it that makes the garment interesting in itself rather than just a completely plain t-shirt. Like in the way I winter, I just wear lots of completely plain layers because I have to layer them up and you just don't want that interest in there. But in summer, look for garments that have detail rather than just settling for the completely plain versions. And that's going to make you feel that your outfits are more interesting without having to do much. Also in summer, look for garments like dresses, which are a built-in outfit all in one and often look very smart, provided they are the right shape for you. You don't have to add too much there. You don't have to think about putting items together. I love dresses in summer because I often find, you know, like the kind of where the waistband sits, I get hot and it's uncomfortable versus, you know, if I'm wearing tops and bottoms of some sort or other where it's a skirt and top or a pants and top or whatever, less comfortable versus if I just have a dress, often that midsection, it's a little bit cooler because there isn't that waistband there, depending on the style of your dress as well. So think about, you know, even things like if you don't like your legs. I know a bunch of people who, you know, they might have varicose veins on their legs or something about their legs. They really don't like showing them off. This is where the maxi dress or the maxi skirt are great, or at least the like quite long midi that's almost, it's not quite a maxi, but it goes 3/4 of the way down your leg. So really there's only a little bit of ankle exposed. That also is another option, but have it in a lightweight, breezy fabric. Fabrics that drape, fabrics that don't cling. So I'm really thinking in summer, I don't like clinging fabrics. I want things that have got a little bit of air movement without being baggy. They can be good to kind of give you that feeling of lightness and coolness that you are searching for. You know, what else can I think about summer dressing? So yeah, really covering up. I know one of the things that Jill does in summer, she wears lots of like tank tops and kimono layers. Now, make sure if you need to wear a bra, you might not want to go spaghetti tops, spaghetti straps, but having like a thicker sort of, you know, band on your tank top and then putting that light layer over the top can make you feel like you're covered and stylish as well. And yeah, so I'm always looking for things that have a little bit of lightness and movement. So they're not clinging to me. They're not making me feel uncomfortable because particularly, you know, if you feel a bit of conscious about your body, having anything too clingy can often make you feel very self-conscious all the time. So I was looking for fabrics that have a little bit of looseness. So this is where things like chiffons, they're kind of, kind of lighter layers. So rather than things with a whole lot of stretch in them that are meant to sit closer to your body. Are useful for you. So hopefully there are a few little tips to help you think about what to wear in summer and what you might want to wear in summer, you know, or, oh, whoops, getting something to my camera. Just looking to see if there's any comments. Oh, there we have. I wasn't seeing anything. Yeah, so they are some things, but of course, you know, like everybody has their individual little guidelines they might want to follow. But I even look for, you know, I've got one of my tops I wear in summer that I really like. It's kind of textural and interesting in itself. So I really don't have to add anything much to it. But it is going, what are my guidelines? So maybe you might have summer guidelines of what you put together for clothes and outfits that you like. And then you can, look at those guidelines to figure out what it is that really works for you in summer. So one of the best ways of working out what works for you is go to a favorite outfit that you enjoy wearing, that it's something that you go, this I always feel, you know, good in. It improves your self-esteem, it makes you feel good, it makes you feel like you. And then kind of analyze it a little bit, look at what's the shape of it, what's the colors, what's the style, what's the patterns, what is it about this that you really like. So, and then that'll help you work out what it is that you love, and therefore you can replicate that rather than just, kind of going wondering what it is about that one you like and everything else doesn't work for you. So it is those sorts of things to think about. Yeah, there's plenty of people, Terry, that don't want to wear that extra stuff. That either it's a practicality issue or it's just, I feel too hot, I feel uncomfortable, so how can I do it? So I often think about like a pattern top. If you have a built-in pattern, you're already adding some interest and detail. You don't have to add anything if you don't want to. So I think it's always important to look at those elements of the outfits that really work the best, the ones that you've already got, the ones that you're already doing right, and then seeing how you can replicate, you know, those elements in other outfits without them being just clones or copies. Because that's when you'll get bored with your wardrobe, and that's when you'll get fed up and go different in the wrong kind of way. So hopefully these tips have helped you. If this is something you are thinking about, or it's something that's causing you some pain, I know, you know, it's one of those things I've, you know, spent many years going, oh, I don't like summer dressing because it's really hard because I don't want to be so exposed. So it is finding those ways around and not settling for the, I'm just going to wear the t-shirt that clings around my tummy and I don't like it, or whatever it might be. It's finding those right clothes. Very much fabric makes the biggest difference in summer, and a bit about construction, like looking for things with sleeves, or if you can't find what you want, can you make it or have someone make it for you? Those, of course, are the other options. I actually just spent a bit of time making a few summer dresses. I found a pattern I like, so buying some different, you know, fabrics. And then, you know, I've got a variety because it's got three different sleeves. I can actually change the sleeve up, and I've got three different varieties. One's with a floaty sleeve, one's just a short sleeve, and one's a three-quarter sleeve. So same dress, but in different patterns, different textures, quite different patterns. They're going to look like different dresses, but really it's actually the same pattern I've made three times now. So there you go. Please also send me your questions for my style and color Q&As. I always want to know what it is that you want to know. And I will talk to you again soon. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and color tips. And don't forget to visit InsideOutStyleBlog.com, where you will discover Imogen's encyclopedia of color and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.